Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, March the 21st, 2023. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. Following a report by the U.S. State Department citing significant human rights issues perpetrated by the government last year, releasing the 2022 assessment of the human rights situation and practices in close to 200 countries around the world, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday, quote, "In 2022, in countries across every region, we continue to see a backslide in human rights conditions, the closing of civic space, and disrespect for fundamental human dignity. And the violators include both U.S. allies and geopolitical foes, China, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, South Sudan, Zimbabwe, and several others." While taking aim at these countries, Blinken considered the U.S. was no saint and that it had its own human rights issues to deal with.
"Every year, I come to this podium for the launch of the Human Rights Report. I do so because the report embodies the importance of human rights for American diplomacy and for our vision of an open, free, prosperous, and secure world. Human rights are universal. They aren't defined by any one country, philosophy, or region. They apply to everyone, everywhere. This report makes a factual, objective, and rigorous accounting of human rights conditions around the world, looking at nearly 200 countries and territories. And importantly, it applies the same standards to everyone, our allies and partners, and countries with which we have differences. The goal of this report is not to lecture or to shame. Rather, it is to provide a resource for those individuals working around the world to safeguard and uphold human dignity when it's under threat in so many ways. And while this report looks outward to countries around the world, we know the United States faces its own set of challenges on human rights. Our willingness to confront our challenges openly, to acknowledge our own shortcomings, not to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist, that is what distinguishes us and other democracies. The report makes clear that in 2022, in countries across every region, we continue to see a backsliding in human rights conditions, the closing of civic space, disrespect for fundamental human dignity."
The U.S. Secretary of State also spoke about the situation in Ethiopia, saying both the government and its opponents had committed war crimes in the just-ended conflict. He also talked about the visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping to Russia, warning that the world should not be fooled by the Chinese peace proposal on the Russian war in Ukraine.
"Throughout this week, President Xi is meeting with President Putin in Russia. We expect that China may use this visit to reiterate calls for a ceasefire under its peace proposal. The United States welcomes any initiative that advances a just and durable peace. China's proposal includes elements that we have long supported, including ensuring nuclear safety, resolving the humanitarian crisis, protecting civilians. And indeed, the first element calls for upholding sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of all countries. The fundamental element of any plan for ending the war in Ukraine and producing a just and durable peace must be upholding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine in accordance with the United Nations Charter. Any plan that does not prioritize this critical principle is a stalling tactic at best, or is merely seeking to facilitate an unjust outcome. That is not constructive diplomacy. Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest. It would recognize Russia's attempts to seize the sovereign neighbor's territory by force. It would enable Russia to further entrench positions in Ukraine. And a ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia. The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms. Such a move would violate the UN Charter and defy the will of 141 countries who have condemned Russia's war in the United Nations General Assembly.
On Zimbabwe, the report found that significant human rights issues included credible reports of unlawful or arbitrary killings, including an extrajudicial killing, torture, and cases of cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment by the government, harsh and life-threatening prison conditions, arbitrary detention, threats of violence, and unjustified arrests or prosecutions against journalists, censorship and arrests for libel, substantial interference with the rights of peaceful assembly and freedom of association, restrictions on freedom of movement, serious and unreasonable restrictions on political participation, serious government corruption, serious government restrictions on or harassment of domestic and international human rights organizations, close quote. The Minister of Justice, Ziyambi Ziyambi, was not immediately available for comment. We also reached out to Information Minister Monica Mutsongwa, who was also not readily available. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngogwalo olwethulwe lugatsha lwaseMelika olwe State Department izolo oluveza ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqhubeke sephula amalungelo kaZulu nyakenye. Kwazwai vatereri nasi mchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection, tirikutarisa gwaro rakaburiswa ne Zuru, nebazi rimu Amerika rinona nezwe kuchikiza na nezimwe nyika State Department. Iro, rinoratiza kuti urumende Zimbabwe yakaramba ichichikora kodzero zevanhu gorera pfura. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kubata gurukota, rezve mitemo vaZiyambi Ziyambi kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi. Taiedzawo kubata Minister of Information amai Mutsvangwa asizamile njalo kubamba unkosikazi Monica Mutsvangwa ongumphathi ntambo obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kodwa lawo ubengabambeka ecingweni kanti kaphendulanga le mibuzo esimthumele yona. To discuss this matter, we are joined now by our guests. The first one is human rights lawyer Kennedy Masie, based here in the great state of Texas in the United States. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. I must also say that later on we will be joined by CCC Youth Spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy Chuma and Regis Charumbira of the ruling ZANU-PF. We invited the two and they confirmed they will be on the show. Mr. Masie, I'm 100% you have seen this report, you have gone through it and read it and, assessed its contents. Gross human rights violations in Zimbabwe in 2022, according to the State Department. And they are also saying that worldwide, the state of human rights is on the back foot. What's your take?
Yes, the Human Rights Report pretty much says that, and it's not a good picture for human rights in Zimbabwe. And the report pretty much shows that there's been an escalation of these rights in the year 2022. And one major thing that I also noticed is that, you know, the report really digs deep into, you know, the prison conditions that are pretty much so much good, not good, and dangerous for prisoners and people in detention. And that's one peak I can say for now.
We tried to reach out to government officials, and they did not retain our efforts. We sent them messages, we tried calling them, but they've not responded yet. But from previous experience, we know government will say all lies. This is not happening. Or could they offer a different response now? Could they acknowledge maybe that some form of violations took place?
Well, that's their modus operandi, like their mode of operating, of deflecting some of the suggestions that are offered to improve human rights in Zimbabwe. But if you look at this report, it's pretty much straightforward. It talks about, you know, factual things that pretty much happened. For example, if you talk about Sharai Mukaro's inquest that was done after the 2021 shootings, that has happened, and the inquest is there for anyone to go and view. And that was pretty much a violation that happened during the killings by the military. And if you go to the report on the prisons and detention center, you see that there are pretty much figures that are there. For example, it says that there are 20 in March of 2022. There were 20,898 detainees in facilities that can only occupy 17,000 prisoners. So some of those things are factual, and they are there, and they've been happening. So to really say that these things are not there in Zimbabwe, or that these things are not happening in Zimbabwe, pretty much would be just scratching on the surface without really dealing with the problem.
Human rights lawyer Kenneth Masiya, please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-Studio 7, njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sikhangela ugwalo olwethulwe lugatsha lwemelika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe olwe-State Department. Oluphatha isimo samalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele ogoqela eZimbabwe. Lolu gwalo luthi eZimbabwe uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uqhubeke sephula amalungelo ngendlela embi kakhulu nyakenye. Lukhuluma ngabantu abaningi abafileyo befela ezandleni mhlawumbe zamapholisa. Abanye ngabahlukuluzwe ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU-P F abafana lo Umbonani Ncube ilunga le-CCC elabulawelwa eKwekwe enyakenye ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe ZANU-P F. Samukele umnumzana Sarkozy, Stephen Sarkozy Chuma. Isikhulumeli saba sakhulayo kubandla le-CCC. Vachumati nokugamchirayo muchirongwa. Tinofara kunge mapina muchirongwa nasi. We are talking about the human rights report, Mr. Sarkozy, Mr. Chuma. By the United States Department, which says Zimbabwe continues to violate human rights, citing many examples that occurred last year, including the killing of your party member, Mbonani Ncube, by alleged ZANU-PF supporters in Kwekwe. I'm sure you had a chance to go through this report. What say you?
What the report says, should we talk about the report here? It's not something that is unique to the Zimbabwe situation, but we must also give an ear or give prevalence to the entire Zimbabwe under Mnangagwa Yakatanga say. The Mnangagwa regime announced itself through violence. Because it was a kind of car. Yes, young guy is in our violence, I mean, it's a very capital one. That was the arrival of violence in Zimbabwe. That was the announcement of violence in Zimbabwe. So what the report basically says is that the violence are intensifying in Zimbabwe. Those who announced the animals gone upon a tour in 8 days, Vajobuskala, a lot of pre-trial detention by school maximum prison. Most of the time, I said, I want to go to New York, more blessing, and we are going on a month, yes, and PF. On 24 last year, 74 rallies were banned under Emmerson Mnangagwa's administration. Then, just a year later, the taking and the butchering of the position by Emmerson Mnangagwa through government deals like the PVO deal and a patriotic deal. So, now the arrest of civil service leaders on Trump's upsides like Obi Masaraure, then the arrest of journalists like Blessing Mshanga and the Chibochidi. Why is it on their line of duty? Generally, the democratic space in Zimbabwe is living under Emmerson Mnangagwa, military dictatorship.
Saka ba ndikubate muromo wachi mama taura nezvenhengo yenyu yamuri kuti yakatsakatika last week. Uye haisati hakusati kwazikanwa kuti yakaenda kupi. Maka taura mapurisa here nezvenyaya. Ko kuma Jerry Mambo tenderera here kana kuti kuma police stations. We are having a bad line there, Sarkozy. I can barely hear you, but let's try to reconnect with you. We are kuluma lapo u Sarkozy Chuma. Isikhulumeli sabasakhulayo ku-CCC uthi balelunga lebandla labo elicatshileyo ezakha West ngeviki edluleyo uthi umntu lo wathathwa ngabantu lanamhla kwaziwa ukuthi ungaphi ngokunjalo uSarkozy uthi lokho kuhambelana lokukhulunywa yimelika kugwalo elwethu leizolo oluveza ukuthi amalungelo oluntu ephulwa ngendlela embi kakhulu eZimbabwe nguhulumende weZANU-PF. Lolu gwalo luphatha njalo isimo samalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele. lapho iMelika ethi khona hayi emazweni amanengi hayi amalungelo kasahlonitshwa ngendlela. Coming to you, Mr. Masiye Ndimbovelenga apa, from this report. Vari kuti ivo impunity for politically motivated violence remained a problem. Impunity was also a significant problem in the society, in the security forces, and among civilian authorities who oversaw them, including police, military, and intelligence officers. Security forces often acted in the interest of the ruling party. I hope Ubaba Ucharumbira, the ZANU-PF member who promised to be on the show, will come and respond to this. What's your comment on that, Mr. Masiye, what I just read from that report?
Yes. Yes, impunity has long been in Zimbabwe, and I know some people might really confuse the word impunity with some other word, but impunity basically means that when a violation happens, there is no consequence that follows. For example, what happened in 2018 when the soldiers killed people in the streets. Today, nothing has happened. We've seen no prosecutions. We've seen no one getting arrested for that. That is impunity, where people violate rights and there are no consequences for that. And the report is pretty much clear that when impunity happens, we see that it usually happens when security forces are involved, when the police are involved, or the government are involved. And when people are victimized, when people are taken to prison for unjust causes, when people are tortured, we see that no one is being arrested for that or no investigations at all are happening.
Thank you, Amasiye. Please do stay on the line. Let's take a short break. We will be right back. I thought the promo was ready there. But abasanda kusixhuma ngiyatsho njalo singumsakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngogwalo olwethulwe yiMelika oluthi lona uhulumende weZimbabwe uqhubeka esephula amalungelo kaZulu ikakhulu bakhuluma ngokwenzakale nyakenye ngo-2022. Indeed, Zokere Kwamuri, Bamasiye, while we try to reconnect with Sarkozy Chuma of the CCC and also to Richard Charumbira of ZANU-PF. Reporti Bamasiye rikuende rambiri panyaze violence and harassment. Variguti, security forces, officials and supporters of the ruling party routinely harassed journalists. On May 7th, police arrested journalists Blessed Mhlanga and Chengeto Chidi after they photographed police attempting to arrest the opposition member of parliament Job Sikala in Chitungwiza, a suburb south of Harare. Nyayava Sikala emurukuiwona oseva Bamasiye because wagu sisa gore vari mujere.
Isiri kufamba zakanaka and it's a clear kuchikoro kwekodzero dzavo and kuramba vari muchizarira kunguva yakaramba kudai so zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka nokuti zvida kutarisa futi kuti nyaya yacho dzimwe dzacho dzavari kutongerwa dzine mutongo mushoma kupfuura mazuva avavari muchizarira saka izvi zvinongoda kuti kusungwa kwavo hakuzi kusungwa kwatingati kuri normal kusungwa kwokuda ku vafixa so to say kana kuti kuda kuprove some other things siri zvekuti zvine chokuita nenyaya iyi and tichitasa futi nyaya yavasikala iyoyo ndinoona senge kuti iyi ripoti yabuda iyi hongu iri kutaura pamusoro pemajournalist akavioletwa achiripota nyaya yavasikala ende iri kutaura zvekare nyaya yavasikala pretty much in passing, of which the Aishfulizrapim report because it's one of the issues, the issue of arbitrary arrest and detention. And kusanya nyogubakwa kwa yagaitwa yuko kwandiri, I thought probably it was probably an oversight. Uyezekusabato zikare kukwetwa nyayaya EMO Blessing Ali mureporti. I think it was also an oversight, of which I could have thought probably the report could have done much better pakubulisa nyayi.
Uongo, and even nyayaya yambunani nguwe, I don't think they mention him by name, but vari kutaura kuti akaurayirwa kupi. Saka that's how we're able to, kuti vari kutaura about Mbonani Ncube. Even more blessing Ali Washa, I think they somehow talk about the incident, but they are not mentioning her by name. But please do stay on the line, Masie. Let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about human rights violations in Zimbabwe, alleged by the U.S. State Department. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And Pachidimbu, as we close the show, Vamasie, Gwaro Irinota Oraje, Nenyaya Ye Corruption, Inkohlakalo. It says corruption in both the public and private sectors persisted and was highly institutionalized. What's your comment on that?
The report could not have made that much clear because that is what is really transpiring right now. Corruption has been institutionalized by the government. We have seen no arrests coming from the government or even serious investigations coming from the government. Right now, we've got a report that is a report from Al Jazeera that is pretty much probably going to show how this issue of corruption is going to be, how this issue of corruption is embodied in our society of Zimbabwe. And another thing is like the report is pretty much saying that the corruption is not only in the public sector, it's also in the private sector, something that we've also seen and has also been widely reported. So I would think that this is a clear reflection of what's happening in Zimbabwe as corruption too violates human rights, especially the economic economic rights that people are entitled to in terms of the Constitution.
Thank you. Thank you. The human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masie Siyabonga. And we must again say that we reached out to the Zimbabwean government, Minister of Information, Monica Mutsangwa. She did not respond. And also Ziyambi Ziyambi, the Minister of Justice. ZANU-PF's Register Rumbira had promised to be on the air, but he is unreachable. We are out of here. My name is Ntungameli Nkomo. Kuna Zimbabwe.